The tomb. Silence. Darkness. There is a chill in the air. They have taken his body down from the cross and wrapped it in a shroud and laid it in a borrowed tomb, hewn out of the rock, and rolled a stone in front of the entrance. There is nothing left to do, nothing to say. The Sabbath is beginning. There are things to attend to, important religious observances to be kept. The crowds disperse, unsatisfied by death. Once again it has failed to do anything to prevent their own. Or has it? I, too, amble away, wondering what I have seen and what it means and what I'm supposed to do next. There are some things in life that can only be understood by standing under. The cross is one of them. It cannot be explained away. It cannot be brushed aside. It cannot be avoided. You either have to be nailed to it yourself, carrying it with you, learning its meaning day by day and step by step, or you have to walk away and find another route through life. It will not go away, however. It stands at the centre of the universe and in a great light. And wherever you run, you will always find yourself doused in its shadow.